The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
No money, no honey to buy a present for me. Nobody, no toddy to make things pleasant for me. Last night my stocking I hung just like when I was young, but this morning there was a vacancy. Oh, no mingling, no jingling coin. There's no picking on chicken, pork chop, tenderloin. Well, soon I hear it's New Year's time, and that just gives me more hard time. Bad luck, you're hard to lose. You got the Santa Claus blues.
The second was reading empty. There's no mingling, no jingling coin. There's no picking on chicken, pork chop, tenderloin. Well, soon I hear it's New Year's time. That just gives me more hard time. Bad luck, you're hard to lose. I got the Santa Claus blues.
And welcome to the Art Spot here on WCHL and chapelboro.com. We got off to a festive start with Fiddle X doing Santa Claus Blues, recorded live at one of their previous holiday concerts. And that's the topic of today's Art Spot. We have with us Clay Buckner and Don Mertz. More or less half of Fiddle X. I think we'll have five people performing at the Arts Center on December 18th when this great tradition springs to life again of the Fiddle X Holiday Concert. You've heard a little bit about how fun this can be. Don, Clay, how did this tradition begin long, long time ago?
Well, I'm Clay, but I'll talk about Don because it was his idea to start with. I seem to recall at some point in the distant past, Don coming up and saying, hey, I've been thinking, why don't we have like sort of a fiddle Christmas thing? We'll do a concert. And he would have been talking to me and Barney at the same time because we all hung out together long ago.
Barney being Barney Pilgrim, the other fiddler.
The other fiddler. And you can't really have the name of the band is Fiddle X, which is a shortening of Fiddle Extravaganza. And so you can't really have one of those without more than one fiddle, I don't think. But at any rate, yeah, it was Don's idea, and he sort of said, well, why don't we do it? And we all said, sure. And then like 2 weeks later, he said, hey, I've got this idea. Why don't we do a fiddle concert, you know, Christmas music? And we all said, oh, sure. So after about three or four tries, we actually did something about it. And we started rehearsing, and we did a concert in the old Playmakers Theater on campus at UNC. And we had a great time. It was so much fun, we kept doing gigs.
Yeah, that's one of only, I think, three shows I ever saw in the old Playmakers of music.
It's a great venue. It's really a nice old theater, and I don't know what it doesn't seem to get much use these days.
Yeah, it really sounds great in there. It has, at least when we were, I guess it still has a rake stage, doesn't it?
I think it does.
It was kind of, it's a little bit scary. You know, you're looking at all your, if you've got a water glass, it's just tilted, you know, the water's tilted in it, and you don't know what's going to happen. You think the earth's about to split open. But it sounds great in there. We had a swell time. We had a big old Christmas tree, if I remember right. We had to actually, part of getting ready for the concert was hauling the tree in and trying to decorate it. We had to kind of do everything ourselves.
We'll take care of the tree part at the Art Center for you on the 18th.
That'll save a lot of time.
You're a good man, Art.
Well, that's all staff doing that. I'm not going to personally help with the tree any.
Oh, well, it's still a good thing, even if you're not going to take it on yourself. That'll be fun. We're looking forward to it. We've all played in the Art Center, I don't know, a total of a million times or something between us all in the band.
Indeed, in various incarnations, as most listeners know, Clay has played with the Red Clay Ramblers since about 1980, I believe.
Yep, late 80 is when I started doing that.
And Don Mertz has been a teacher and performer and radio technician around the area. He once tried to teach me the mandolin, which was a fool's errand. Don was the man for it, and sure enough, I'm a terrible mandolin player. But other people have learned to play quite well from Don, but nobody can teach me to play an instrument. Then the band will also consist of Barney Pilgrim, who used to live here and has now moved to the western part of the state, and the great bass player Robbie Link, and joining Fiddle X on percussion, a special guest, Rob Ladd, who's played with about everybody.
Yeah, he sure has. He's played with lots of major rock stars, and currently is the drummer for the Red Clay Ramblers whenever we need one.
Yes, indeed.
Which is generally, the more you play with him, the more you need him.
Yeah, I love the bio we have on the website that Rob played with Emmylou, Don Henley, Sting, Alanis Morissette, Roger Daltrey, and Let's Active, Mitch Easter's old band from many, many years ago.
Yeah, don't forget the Pressure Boys, even before that.
Yeah, I think Pressure Boys were after Let's Active.
Well, you were
about
to be
contemporary. Yeah, the Pressure Boys were playing when the second floor broke on St. Anthony's Hall. And that is a good note to finish off this segment of the Art Spot. And we'll be back with Clay Buckner and Don Mertz of Fiddle X right after these important messages. We're back on the Art Spot with Clay Buckner and Don Mertz of Fiddle X. The wonderful seasonal tradition of the Fiddle X Holiday Concert will be returning to the Art Center this Wednesday, December 18th at 8 p.m. at 300 East Main Street. You can get more information at 919-929-2787 or artcenterlive.org. Well, gentlemen, what kind of mayhem will the attendee be treated to on Wednesday night?
Good question, that, Art. It's really hard to say. But, you know, we're all a little long in the tooth for total mayhem. We'll just really be sort of more smart-assing. but we'll have a lot of fun. We'll play some pretty music, and we'll play some hard swinging music, and we'll play some food music, and we'll play some complaining music, and we'll just play some things like, oh, I don't know, like a seasonal downer, like the Grinch. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. We'll play that one.
Yeah, Clay does a great job. That's without a doubt my favorite version of that song. Nicest version I've ever heard, and we always have a great time playing it. It's really pretty silly, but hopefully everyone else will enjoy it too.
Yeah, we like silly. You know, there's a lot of joy in silliness, I think, and most 2-year-olds would agree with me, I think.
Indeed they would. And while we're at it, let's enjoy from a previous Fiddle X holiday concert the story of the Grinch.
other day I was walking down the sidewalk, and I was looking at all the people bustling around with their arms full of presents. And I was listening to all the cars driving by, honking, 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 honking. And I was walking along, and I had my hand down in my pocket, and I had two pennies clicking together, and I was looking at how happy, happy, happy everybody was. And it gave me a pain. And I had my head down, and I was walking along looking at the toes of my shoes, you know. And I ran smack into this guy that's built about like Barney, had a hat like him. Had a little black kettle, ring-a-ding-ding. I looked at him and he looked at me. I just said, and you know what he said to me? You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. And I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Not even 40. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites
in your smile.
You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. And given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
You think I'm kidding, but I really mean it. Ah.
Nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Mammy, you're a rotter.
Mr. G,
you're the king of sinful sots.
Your heart is dead tomato, splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up in, tangled up nuts.
You're disgusting.
And that was Fiddle X doing the Grinch at a previous holiday. Fiddle X show, that wonderful tradition, returning this Wednesday, December 18th. What are you looking forward to most, Don, about getting this bunch back together and on the stage of the Earl and Rhoda Wynn Theater?
Well, you know, I've always had always enjoyed Christmas music, and you hear a lot of it, and it can get a little old at times. But I think our approach to it's a little unique and definitely lighthearted. But there's some really, what I look forward to most is just playing with these guys, because there's some really great musicians, really some of the best musicians I've ever met, and it's really a joy to have the opportunity to play this the show.
That's a great point. We get to laughing about the Grinch or Santa Claus blues, but y'all are wonderful musicians, and you throw a lot of really world-class swing into the show as well.
We've always enjoyed swinging. I guess that was when we first started doing this, we were just thinking more kind of about Christmas music and having, you know, a couple fiddle players, and that was as far as the concept went. But once we rehearsed a bunch of material, we realized that what we were really digging was swinging hard.
Yeah.
And so, we wound up doing a lot of performances that were not at Christmas time. And we developed a whole, you know, non-Christmas repertoire, but it's all the same vein. Just we've dug up a lot of old songs that some you've heard and some you probably we'll never hear except when you hear us play them.
Indeed. And we're visiting with Don Mertz and Clay Buckner of Fiddle X, and we'll be right back on the Art Spot after this. We're back on the Art Spot with Clay Buckner and Don Mertz of Fiddle X, who will be doing a holiday concert at the Art Center this Wednesday, December 18th. And we've been talking about great swing music. We've been talking about unusual holiday tunes. And one thing we have not brought up, though one could infer it from the discussion of swing music, is that the music Fiddle X makes is very, very danceable.
It is, and as long as you'll let the folks do it over there at the Art Center, we'll invite people to dance all they want. We do play some more introspective stuff, but not that much. Not enough to get in the way or anything.
You know? Yeah, right. Yeah, there should be some hot swing, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we'll play a few traditional fiddle tune kind of things, some Celtic things, and... Well, actually, I think we do play a few American old-time tunes as well. Barney and I are old friends of, I don't know what, 35 years or something by now, and we met just, of course, by virtue of the fact that we're both fiddle players, and when you're a fiddle player, you go where the tunes are, you know.
Yeah.
And so we wound up being appreciators of each other from our first meeting, and so we have convened together hundreds and hundreds of times just to play endless reams of fiddle tunes. So we won't subject people to endless reams of them, but perhaps one or two.
There'll be some around, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I guess we all actually have a little bit of that in our background, despite the fact that Don is the preeminent local jazz master, and so is Robbie Link. And somehow we seem to have a confluence of influences.
Indeed.
Jazz, swing, and traditional old-time and Irish. And yep. Let's not forget novelty songs, mine from 78 recordings and things like that.
Indeed. The 78s contain a whole world of novelty songs.
They can. I went to the reuse shed at the landfill the other day, and I was dropping off a couple of pairs of rollers, bicycle rollers, which you don't really see very often, especially at the reuse shed, because they cost a lot of money. And while I was there, there was another guy dropping off a set of bicycle rollers at the same time. Astronomical odds against this happening. I said, wow, how about that? He said, yeah, how about that? You want some of these 78s? He had a stack of them about 2 feet high. And I said, well, I don't know. Are they any good? He said, I don't know. But they came from Charles Kuralt's house.
Oh.
And I said, well, give me them. And I hadn't listened to them yet, but I'm going to.
Okay. Well, folks can come to the Art Center December 18th, this Wednesday at 8 p.m., and hear from Clay whether he found anything worth listening to on those 78s, as well as enjoy a once-a-year extravaganza, the Fiddle X Holiday Show. Don Mertz, Clay Buckner, thanks so much for being on the Art Spot today, and you can come enjoy them Wednesday the 18th at the Art Center, artcenterlive.org, 919-929-2787.
Thanks.
All right. See you, Art.